In Russia this weekend, it's Putin versus the billionaire.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Russians will vote on Sunday in the country's presidential election. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is leading in the polls, and three of his challengers have lost to him in the past. The fourth is Mikhail Prokhorov, one of Russia's richest men and the owner of the New Jersey Nets basketball team. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
On a freezing Moscow day, folk musicians belt out traditional songs at a campaign event, but the candidate people are waiting for is anything but traditional. Mikhail Prokhorov has a smartphone app, is worth $18 billion, and is better known for late-night parties than political ones. Being one of Russia's mega-rich can make life easy, but not if you're running for political office, says Denis Volkov of the independent polling agency, the Levada Center.
The majority of population is very critical about big business.
Many Russians loathe men like Prokhorov, who became super rich when Russia's natural resources were privatized in the 1990s. But here in Moscow, wealth isn't such a problem. In the capital, Prokhorov is polling second behind Vladimir Putin. The billionaire fields questions for almost 2 hours.
I think he generally speaks about improving the overall business environment.
Ivan Chikirov of Renaissance Capital Investment Bank.
This is something that, or the key thing that many foreign investors are complaining about when they refer to Russia. So I think this is a worthy goal.
It also sounds good to Vera Davina, a middle-aged mom who runs her own small internet trading business.
He's a political novice, but maybe some of his ideas about effectively managing a business will lead to effective policies.
While Prokhorov's outlook comes from his business background, Davina says, Putin's comes from his time in the KGB. Prokhorov repeatedly says he will do what's best for Russia because his life is sorted. For starters, he says he'll give 17 of his $18 billion to charity. That's if he's elected. But with polls indicating strong support for Vladimir Putin, Prokhorov's generosity may not be put to the test. In Moscow, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.
Well, here in this country, it's been a very mild winter, and that's been good news for the economy. It's helping retail sales and employment in cities across the U.S. From WCPN in Cleveland, Brian Bull reports.
Dan Lenahan normally takes a two-week vacation to Florida every winter. But the builder and contractor has been too busy so far this year. He says calls have been steadily coming in for roofing, garages, additions, and other projects that normally would have had to wait until the spring thaw.
We haven't really had a deep freeze all winter. We were actually in the ground, we were working, and we were able to use the excavator.
It's amazing what can be done when you're not contending with minus 30 wind chill and snow drifts up to your waist. But while builders are happy with the balmy spell, others are feeling the chill of unsold goods. Danielle Debo is co-owner of the clothing store Dredgers Union. She says she's stuck with dozens of coats, scarves, and hats.
You buy those items 8 months in advance, so you're anticipating that as a Cleveland, Ohio-based store, you can pretty much count on a full-blown winter.
But Debo says there is a bright side. The warm weather has brought more foot traffic to her store. In Cleveland, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.8% in Hong Kong, down about 0.1% right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 28 points to close at 12,980.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
Here in the Marketplace office this morning, we counted 14 $1 bills among us and zero $1 coins. That's something Republican Senator John McCain and Democratic Senator Tom Harkin would like to change. They want to replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin, and they've introduced some legislation, a bill, if you will, to do that. Senator Harkin joins us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, why do you want to get rid of the dollar bill and replace it with a coin?
Well, for a lot of reasons, not the least of which it will save us money. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, has examined this six times, 1990, 93, 95, 2000, 2011, and 2012, and every time they reach the same conclusion. Basically, we should transition from the dollar bill and move to a dollar coin.
And every time Americans don't seem to be on board with that, and they are given the opportunity to have dollar coins, but they don't want them.
Well, that's because we keep the dollar bill in circulation. If we didn't have the dollar bill in circulation, people would get used to the coins. Every modern economy in the world has made this switch.
Well, Senator, let me ask you this. I mean, when you go to Europe or Canada or someplace that does use dollar coins or whatever their currency is, and they have coin denominations, do you get annoyed by having 10 $1 coins in your pocket?
No, because I took a vacation in Canada last summer, and quite frankly, I found having the $2 coin much better than going around with a lot of dollar bills. It didn't bother me a bit.
Well, then why do you think there's so much opposition?
Well, there's opposition from places where they make the paper for the dollar bill. There's opposition from the ink manufacturers that make the ink for the dollar bill, and on and on. I think the facts are on the side of moving to a dollar coin.
So what do you think's going to happen? When will you be able to get this bill through, do you think?
We're going to continue to push on this. We have good bipartisan support, as you know. But just to get the facts out to the public about how much money it will save us, and that it will make it much easier for large retail stores, vending machines, transit agencies, all the arguments on the side of moving towards a coin. But then again, sometimes logical arguments don't always win in the United States Congress.
Senator Tom Harkin is a Democrat of Iowa who has sponsored a bill that would replace the dollar bill eventually with dollar coins. Senator, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
All right, well, now it's your turn to tell us which you prefer, bills or coins. Just go to the APM Marketplace Facebook page and let us know. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.